Good evening.
Log Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is your hostess, Evangelist Teresa Scott. Hallelujah. It is 2012 and we are doing a new thing at Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Glory to God. First, I'd like to welcome you to Blog Talk Radio. And then I'd like to just tell everybody I missed you. I'm glad that we're back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I've been going through some things medically, but God is a healer. Hallelujah. So I thank God for that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So tonight we're just going to be on for, we estimated about an hour. But if it doesn't take that long, then we'll just, you know, go as far as the Holy Ghost lets us go. And then we will resume our regular schedule on the 19th. I believe it's on the 16th of January, next Monday, Lord willing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So tonight we just want to say thank you for joining us on the phone lines. We want to say thank you for joining us in the chat room. And we just want to bless the Lord God on tonight. Hallelujah for being God. Hallelujah for allowing us to see another year. Hallelujah, because a lot of people didn't make it to see another year. In fact, I went to a funeral on today for somebody that died. They actually made it to this year, but they died on January the 4th. So we know that the next day is not promised to us. We know that the next 5 minutes is not promised to us. Glory to God. But we thank God for the life that we do have. Hallelujah. And glory to God. So, again, I just want to say thank you for joining us on tonight and welcome back to Blog Talk Radio. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So if you'd like to call in and speak with me and let me know what new things are going on in your life in 2012, you're more than welcome to dial 323-693-3054, or you can log into the chat room and we'll be more than happy to answer your questions in the chat room. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's been a little while since we've been on, but I'm excited to be back on the air on tonight. Hallelujah. And I thank God for what he is doing, because I am truly a blessed woman of God. Hallelujah. And sometimes we take our blessings for granted. Sometimes we just, you know, God blesses us and he does things for us and we just take it for granted. But I just want to say I thank God for what he's done. Hallelujah. And everything that he is doing, because God is awesome and there's nobody like him. Hallelujah. So I thank God for that. I thank God on tonight that it's a new year. And I just want to say, you know, that we're new creatures in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away and all things have become new. So whatever was going on in 2011, you know, the old stuff that was going on, the old mindsets, you know, we just want to get rid of those and just take on the mind of Christ. And as usual, I'm speaking to myself as first partaker, and we just want to thank and praise God for the newness of a life on tonight. We want to thank God on tonight for a new mind, hallelujah, for a new way of thinking. We just want to thank God that we're going to think what he thinks, because his word gives us what he thinks, and we ought to not just think what he thinks, but say what he says, Lord, hallelujah, because what we meditate on is what we're going to say. What we meditate on is what we're going to do. And I know this firsthand because I've been through that in my own life. And I know that the Bible tells us to think on the things that are pure, that are true, that are lovely, that are honest, that are just, that are of good report. And if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, to think on these things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we want to think on those things that are good and pure and true and lovely and honest and just and that are of good report. And if there's any virtue, and if there be any praise, and we think on these things. There's a lot of other things that we could be out there thinking on. We could, you know, meditate on our health. If our health is not good, according to man, we can meditate on that. We can meditate on, you know, whatever is going on. If you look at the news and you sit around and think about the things that are going on in the news and you see all the evil that's going on, you know, you begin to just meditate on bad things. But the Lord wants us to meditate on his word. He wants us to meditate on him. He wants us to depend on him and rely on him. And I know this for a fact. And when I say these things, always remember that I'm first partaker. So I'm talking to myself first before I even, you know, reach this out to you. It comes to me before it comes to you. But I thank and praise God for that on tonight because he is so worthy to be praised. So what we're going to do right now, we're just going to go to my favorite song, Nobody Like You, Lord, because there is definitely nobody like the Lord. And we're going to play that, and we're going to come back, and we're just going to talk about some new things that are going on in the land of Blog Talk Radio and in the life of Evangelist Teresa Scott.
All right, everybody, do me a favor. Put your hands together just like this. What y'all doing over there?
can't find nobody like Jesus. I know it's 2012, but I will never get tired of that song. That song is so awesome. Nobody like Jesus. Glory to God. Well, we're going to cut this broadcast short on tonight, but we're going to resume on January the 16th, 2011 at 7 p.m., unless the Lord says otherwise. And we are going to have some special guests. Not on that particular night, but this year we're going to have special guests. We're going to have young people on. We're going to have youth ministers on, evangelists. We're going to have people coming on telling their stories about how God brought them through. And you know it's awesome how when you can listen to somebody else's testimony, how God brought them through, that gives you strength to carry on for God to bring you through whatever it is that you're going through. Glory to God. So, on tonight, we just bless God and thank God for Blog Talk Radio. We thank God for this opportunity. And I would like to say that if anybody is listening tonight on the air, in the chat room, or will listen in the archives, we'd like to take this time to invite you to allow Jesus Christ into your life to be your Lord and your Savior. If you don't know him, you can read about him in the Bible. You can read about him in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You can read about what he desires from us throughout the New Testament. You can just go ahead and search the scripture and read the Word of God. You can also listen to this broadcast. You can listen to other broadcasts, and you can change your way of thinking. Change your mind about God. Change your mind about Jesus Christ. Change your mind about sin, because the Bible tells us in Romans that no sin shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, no matter what people are teaching. Anything contrary to that, the Bible says that sin shall not enter in. So we just want to bless God on tonight and invite you to accept Jesus Christ into your heart as your Lord and Savior. And we accept Jesus Christ by faith. It is by faith through grace that we are saved, not by anything that we've done. We don't deserve it. We haven't done anything, you know, for God to just sit back and say, you know, well, let me just do this because, you know, so-and-so is that, you know, great on this earth. No, he loves everybody the same, and he decided that he doesn't want anybody to go to hell. He doesn't want anybody to go to the lake of fire, but it's our choice, okay? It's our choice. God has given us a choice, and he has sent his son Jesus Christ into the world so that we can accept him as our Lord and our Savior, so that we don't have to go to hell. Glory to God. So I invite you to read your Bible. I invite you to read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I also invite you to read the book of Romans. If you read the book of Romans 6, chapter 6, chapter 8, and chapter 12, you will begin to see what you need to do to be saved. You will begin to see what God requires, glory to God, in order for us to be saved. So I just want to say thank you on tonight. I bless the Lord our God. Hallelujah. I thank God that I am saved. Glory to God. I thank God for the forgiveness of my sins, because God knows that I was a sinner. I was a wretch undone, but God. Hallelujah. But God. Hallelujah. But God. So I just thank God on tonight, and I bless his holy name. I look forward to meeting with you on Monday, January 16th, 2011. Thank you so much, and God bless you.